Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schulman on this Tuesday.
Me?
Wait.
Who? What?
Kara?
What did I say? Oh, Kara. Hello.
Holy moly, Phil.
Happens when I do this from rote. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I'm going back on vacation.
I was thinking about Kara over the weekend. I don't know. But Jennifer, weren't you and I talking about Kara?
Yeah, we talked about her.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was in my mind. Sometimes, you know, when you go to bed, you often dream, if you're a dreamer, and I've become a real dreamer the last, I've always been a dreamer, but dreaming literally about the last thing you either talked about, thought, or saw. And I wasn't thinking about her last night, but I have been. She has been on my mind. So anyway, that's what happens when you do things by rote, as it were. Okay, so it's Tuesday, the 1st of March. We are 2 weeks away from the Ides of March. We are 3 weeks away from the 1st of spring. Yippee, Jennifer. Woohoo! And we have lots of things that are happening that are depressing. People are in despair. And so if you have, remember the, I think there's a biblical passage, walk through the valley of, is it valley of death? I think it is, yeah. I shall fear no evil. This is not a religious program by any stretch of the imagination, but there's darkness. But with darkness comes seeds of light. And I think that's kind of the way to look at all of this stuff that's going on now. Much of it is much of what you're hearing and seeing and maybe thinking, it's probably pretty reality-based. But there are some things that are going on that may not be. I think you have to ultimately rely on you. You know, you have this feeling, is it ever going to get better? We seem to be going down a rat hole, and it keeps getting deeper, and it's hopeless and all that other stuff. No, it's not. Now, there are words that you can use and think, and we should be thinking. I think we as a collective, not only people that do this for a living, but people who are, you know, generally are conversationalists, think about the way that your words impact people. Yeah, yesterday, I said that I thought that what's-his-face on Fox was a dope or a dummy or stupid. I don't remember what exactly. I think I said he was a dummy. And somebody sent me a note and said, you know, you shouldn't really, or it would probably be a good idea, the should wasn't used, but good idea not to talk ill of people. Just don't talk about them at all. And you know what? I thought about that. I did that on purpose because I wanted to take a shot at him because I haven't thought he was of much value. And a lot of people look at him and listen to him and think, ah, this is fabulous. So I can probably better put it than, you know, saying he's a dummy. I can probably either I ignore things like that, don't talk about them, because does anybody really pay attention when it comes to things like that to what I may say individually? Some people may, but the other side of it is, what have I gained? What have you gained? What have we all gained by me taking a shot at the guy? Now,
I always say it's better to talk about policies and articulate your distrust rather than just shut somebody down by saying they're stupid or they're dumb.
Right. Or I don't like the word stupid anyway.
Or
dummy,
you know, whatever.
Yeah, right.
It's always better to articulate what your differences are, because if it seems personal, then people discount your opinion because they don't know why you're saying it other than maybe just, you know, a certain distrust or something, just, you know, a certain opinion that you have that you don't like him.
Well, the thing that ticked me off was what he had been saying, and we're talking about, what's his face from Fox? Tucker Carlson. I admit to having never liked him from the first time I met him, actually, and saw him. But then, you know, there's things you pile on, and apparently he appeals to a number of people because he has pretty good ratings on TV.
Best ratings on cable television, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're referring to his comments about Russia, then I don't really think they were that popular, even with his fans. I don't think they were popular comments.
I think a lot of people... Yeah, and I think that they've kind of come back to bite him. You know, I think, look, I enjoy watching Tucker. I think he's entertaining, and I think that he's smart, and I think he has an interesting perspective. That's where my side, you know, from my seat, it's what I mm-hmm. see. But what he said, in case people missed it, is that no one really cares about Ukraine. And actually, it's kind of proven, you know, some of what he said is kind of proven to be true. He said, we really shouldn't worry about Ukraine. We should just focus on ourselves because we have a lot of problems going on. And yes, we do have a lot of problems going on. Absolutely, 100%. But as I've said before, we elect people into office to do multiple things at multiple times. And so you have to have someone that is representing us that is going to be able to do multiple things. If not, you make a change. And so I think for us to short sell the fact that something doesn't matter because because we can't focus on multiple things is pretty stupid, because Ukraine and Russia have a big impact on the whole world. That's number one. But
sure do.
But I think he also said something that, you know, no one really cares about Ukraine. And I think to some extent he may have been right. I said it to you guys yesterday. I have no doubt in my mind, and I don't even know if I could be convinced otherwise, that albeit the spirit of the Ukraine, of the Ukrainian people, and of President Zelensky himself, the world was ready to let Ukraine fall. The world was ready to hand over Ukraine to Russia. NATO was, the United States was, the European Union was. They weren't going to do anything preemptive to stop. I mean, even Biden himself said that the sanctions weren't set up to deter Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So I think in many ways, you know, the world was ready to let it go. It's just that they happened to capture the spirit of the entire world. And the entire world, I think, has put the pressure on our respective governments to do something more to help Ukraine.
Well, maybe that shows that government is at all costs responsive, or has to be, and it better be responsive or else. Maybe that's
if the pressure's
the
right. I mean, I can't think of an event that is more uniting than people uniting behind Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And I think
crazy. Go ahead.
Oh, no. And unfortunately, I think because we haven't seen more action, I think there are going to be a lot of really sad people because, you know, Russia's doubling down and coming. And, you know, I don't know how much, I hope Ukraine can hold them off, but how much longer can they hold them off? And are we really ready as a world community to step up and give them the real help that they need, I think, is the
The interesting thing will be to see what happens. The call from Ukraine itself to fast-track membership in the European Union. There are a lot of people who are supporting
it. That feels like a long shot, though.
Well, is it a long
shot?
Why is it a long shot, then? I guess would be the question.
Because the EU says not now. And you're right. Why? Why not now?
Mm.
They think that it'll escalate things with Putin. It's the same reason that the United States doesn't want to implement a no-fly zone. I mean, my mom and I...
That I understand, though.
We are very diametrically opposed as far as politics go. And my mom and I are like, why wouldn't they do this? And, you know, the answer is they don't want to ramp things up with Russia. I don't know. I think it's
why?
The no-fly zone thing, though, that is, I mean, I saw a lot of people talking about this yesterday on various stations. The no-fly zone thing, it sounds easier than it just sounds like, oh, that's easy to do. But what that means is if we declare that it's a no-fly zone, then it's our fighter jets who have to go there and defend that.
Our military polices it. Right.
That means we are in direct conflict with Russia. That's a war on Russia there that no one in America supports. So it's easy to say, oh, we just, you know, make a no-fly zone, and I know President Zelensky has been begging for that, but that just cannot come from the United States.
Mm.
Maybe NATO. I don't know why NATO isn't stepping in at this point more. I just don't get that. But
for the same reason the United States isn't, because again, they're prepared to let. I mean, NATO is not in charge of Ukraine. Ukraine is not a NATO country.
I know.
So they're all by themselves. And so,
if anything, why couldn't we bring Ukraine into NATO instead of the EU? Wouldn't it be easier to go into NATO?
That would even be more of a declaration against Putin. That's why.
So what?
That's why they said no.
Balsam at all? Do they have no testicular fortitude?
Oh, I think they should put him in NATO immediately, even if it's on like some sort of emergency provision.
What are these people playing around for? Putin is going to. He's coming down after this. His own people are in the streets. And he
goes, what does he take with him?
Right now,
they're saying that this convoy is like miles deep.
40 miles long?
Blow him up.
Yeah. He's
send the drones over and blow him up.
To launch chemical and nuclear weapons.
As soon as that happens, that gets done to Moscow. And you know it's the end of him. Maybe this is his last desperate effort.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What can he do before he goes?
And why is he so desperate to do it? The guy should, you know, it's not in his nature.
Well, because he's going to run out of money. He knows he's never going to have a position like this ever again. This was his one shot. So he's shooting his shot, and we'll see what happens. But that's it. This is going to be the end of the money. China's going to back away from this because this is a failed mission. And what's in it for them? There's no upside for them except an interest rate on a loan. So, I mean, they're going to back away from this because it just looks terrible. And so, and Putin's never getting a seat at any international table ever again. He has now become the new North Korea. Yeah, so if he doesn't go all the way with this, then what? He's going to go in and what? Hide in a bunker?
That's
the next
step.
Here's
what I
fear,
because so many people are united together. There are going to be a lot of disappointed and sad people if in the next couple of, and me included, if the Russian troops get a hold of Zelensky, which could happen today, or tomorrow. So then the governments are going to have to answer, why didn't we do more? And
during World War II, we had people who rose to the occasion. Most namely, as far as America is concerned, were the troops themselves. But Eisenhower rose to the top quickly. Of all of the leaders of all over Montgomery, I mean, you go through the list of all the people, de Gaulle, who were from what we now call the European Union, and they were good, but they weren't great. Eisenhower was great. There were other people that came out of that, and then you go fast forward. I don't remember anybody really great coming out of Korea, but out of Vietnam, even though we didn't really apply ourselves. That was the first time, well, maybe Korea was, but we haven't really applied ourselves. If we have an involvement in a war, the idea among the generals is to win. That's why you go to war, because you want to win. You don't make a political statement because there are too many lives at risk. The fact that LBJ lost the election after the involvement got as hot as it did North and South Vietnam, he lost because 50,000 people were killed for nothing. And that's where it wasn't that bad in terms of numbers in Afghanistan and Iraq, but, you know, that sort of thing is what wins or loses elections. And people really understand those, that people come out of real conflict. And so what do we have? Do we have an Eisenhower around now? I don't think so. It's 18 after the hour.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped it gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the Tuesday program. I'm looking at this list of names, Jay. A lot of Russian-sounding names are on the posts here from various social media, Twitter. Mostly that's what I'm looking at. So we're going to get to one of them that may be a name you know well after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right, so I'm going to take a shot at this. Sherma Karvisky. How's that for you?
No, definitely
wrong.
Not. Definitely
no,
not
wrong.
No,
definitely
all right.
Not.
Okay, so Dancing with the Stars alum, you
just
fill
call
in the
him Max.
Jared,
Max.
Yeah, yeah, everyone
everybody
knows,
Max.
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 Yeah.
Well,
okay.
We all know that he's Ukrainian. He has been in Ukraine filming World of Dance. He lives there part-time. He's been there while all of this has been happening, and he has been keeping his fans abreast of what's going on through his social media. And he revealed that he was arrested trying to leave to head to Poland. It was all a misunderstanding. He was almost immediately released, and he did make it onto a train heading to Poland. But he
arrested by whom? The government of somebody?
You're not supposed to leave.
If you're a male,
adult men aren't supposed to leave.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to leave. I thought there were like 600,000 refugees.
They went early, and a lot of them are women and children because the men have to. Any male between 18 and 60 is prohibited from leaving the country.
Yeah, okay. And so he was born there, but he now has an American passport, so I'm sure it was a sort of a passport issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so anyway.
So he's painting a picture of everything, of what it looked like when he was leaving, and how you get to the train station and everything actually seems manageable until it's time to board the train, and then it's just claustrophobic, and the wagon normally holds about 30 people, and they were told every wagon has to hold 135. Squeeze in. He was saying how he's a big guy, and he left with only a backpack, and the whole thing was very... It's traumatizing. And he was just really kind of bringing his fans into what's going on and telling about how it is when even just fleeing. Because a lot of people have also been talking about when parents and their kids have been getting separated and then they're reuniting, mm-hmm. whether it's in Poland or at the border of somewhere else. And some people are like, how are parents losing their kids? Well, when you have these masses and you get separated, you can't control it.
Every image of little children having to say goodbye to their fathers, never knowing if they're going to see them again. I mean, I was just crying all afternoon yesterday.
Did you see the one of the older mother who was saying goodbye to her son because he was staying to fight, and she's buttoning up his coat and everything? And oh,
the vagaries of war. There's a Time magazine mock-up. Making Putin look like Hitler, if you haven't seen that on social media.
It feels very World War II.
Like,
yeah.
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The New York Power Authority, NYPA, in collaboration with Electrify Commercial, have announced the opening of new ultra-fast charging stations in the town of Plattsburgh in New York's North County. The four new parking lot chargers mark one of the northernmost sites for NYPA's Evolve New York high-speed charging network and offer a fast, convenient EV charging stop between Albany and Canada. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
5 are dead in a shooting that took place at a California church. Among the deceased are 3 children under the age of 15 and their father, who is not only the suspect, but also turned a gun on himself. Sergeant Rod Grassman with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office tells television station KTXL that there is no threat to the general public.
It seems that they all knew each other. This was not a random sort of shooting. At this point, the information that I have was a more domestic, violent sort of situation.
The shooting happened early Monday evening in the main sanctuary of the church in Sacramento. The investigation is underway. Mixed day on Wall Street Monday, the Dow was down 166 points, the NASDAQ was up 57 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 11 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
President Trump wants President Biden to succeed. So says son Don Jr. on Newsmax.
He's an American. He didn't get into politics because he needed to be a politician. That's what all the politicians do. They have nowhere else to go. They have no other skill set, so they're politicians. He got into that game after a storied residential development career, after numerous successes on television and pretty much everything that he ever did, because he saw the disasters that were going on and the decisions that were being made by career politicians. That's why he got in the game. He wants America to succeed. He's an American first and foremost. So, I don't know that it's a change in tone. It may not be typical of him to say, but that's the reality. That's why he got into this, to fight for the hardworking men and women of America who are watching their American dream, their livelihoods, and everything else be decimated on a global scale in a short period of time. I mean, I don't think anyone looked at Joe Biden and said, well, this guy's really going to be great. He's done such a wonderful job in Washington, D.C. for the last 50 years. That doesn't mean you don't want him to still be successful, because we live in this country. My father's kids and his grandchildren, they live in this country. They're Americans first and foremost. We want them to succeed. It's not going to happen under Joe Biden, unfortunately, but no one would like it more than him.
Biden's State of the Union address will be tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yep.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Involved and connected. I'd like to think that was what we were here on the DJV program, a point on the compass that always goes in the right direction. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner is here with us. The directions, the arrows, as much as I want to not make it kind of all Ukraine all the time, it's hard to get away from the various pieces of the pie that are connected to this. I think that we have you realize that this whole thing is costing $20 billion a day, and it's coming out of Putin's pocket because the treasury in Russia has been raided by guys like Putin. There's really nothing there.
Well, it's the second day in a row that the stock market isn't even open in Russia because the ruble is worth nothing.
Yeah.
Jen and I were just saying during the break, like, I read a thing yesterday, the Russian government is illegally printing more and more rubles to shove into ATM machines because they're all empty.
Yeah.
And people are panicking, and you can't use a credit card. They're with all the sanctions and stuff that are happening, people, like hotels and stuff, people have to pay cash to check out of the hotel, or they just walk away, I guess, and stiff the hotel. And restaurants and stuff, no one can take credit cards, and that's a huge hindrance. I mean, just think about, like, even if you're in line at the grocery store, and then they go, oh, our credit card machine's down, and the whole store has, like, a sigh of, like, oh, God, this is going to take forever. Well, think of that times a million, and that's, like, what Russia's dealing with
right now.
Well,
people will raid it, and they'll just run out of the store with the food that they need.
Right.
You know, unless there's somebody there.
It's going to tank all the businesses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything's going to be so overinflated.
Well, the astrologers seem to be united in this, and for those of you who believe in astrology, I think good astrology, I find it very helpful in dealing with the things like this. It's interesting to know that most of the astrologers who specialize in world events are looking at this. The fact that Putin has picked absolutely the worst time to launch a war, and there are other fascinating things about how Russia intertwined.
I thought 2:22 was the best time to launch a war.
2:22 was no. Remember when it was February 11th, I think, when I said they're going to go in the next day or two. That's what the astrologers thought. 2:20. I don't remember saying anything about 2:22 other than it's an alignment time. But if you talk, or you can go to any astrological website, anybody that you know, or if you see or you talk to an astrologer, they will tell you that this is not, that his chart doesn't align with anything at this moment in time. And so because of that, I think I said on Friday, was it on the air or off the air, that he's going to get his butt kicked because, and this is the end of him, basically.
I think a lot of people feel that way. I've seen lots of opinion pieces yesterday that say this is, you know, Putin's already failed. Like, this is, you know, this is not going to, this is not going to end well. And unfortunately, innocent lives are going to be lost along the way here on his failed mission.
Because he's not going to accept that. One of the things that we all know about Vladimir Putin, whether we're armchair quarterbacks or we study all this stuff or whatever it is, you know, he's got an ego, and the guy does not like to be humiliated, and he does not, no one anticipated Ukraine fighting back in the way that they did. And so what does that do? Does he double down? It seems that that's what he's going to do. He's not going to just slink away. And so this is why it's very unnerving right now. I don't want to use the word scary or fearful, but I mean, it's an unnerving time because you don't know what he's going to do because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. And somebody, whether it's, you know, it's our country or NATO, somebody, I'm hopeful that they're coming up with something where they can give him kind of a separate path, basically, so that he can feel like he had victory or can tell people in his country that he had victory and step off of this without having to completely decimate Ukraine, which is what seems like it is on the way.
I don't know how you get somebody like that to go in that direction. I'm just looking at the cover.
That's what I'm saying. It's a hard job. It's a hard job.
The cover of The Economist. Now, this is the last place in the world. Do you all know The Economist magazine? Been published for about 35, 40 years, since World War II, actually. So on the cover, there is a focus on Putin and his botched job already. And this is it has background from astrologers' points of view, which is very interesting because The Economist is all kind
of
like,
you would not put astrology and The Economist together.
No, you wouldn't normally. So that's what makes this, when you look around at all these other things that wrap themselves around Ukraine, you can go back to 2020 and see a couple of things that were in various predictions about Ukraine and Russia and what was going to happen. The astrology of 2022 and a focus. This has been all over. Nobody's paying any attention to it because the mainstream doesn't like astrology or would feign, you know, most people. The most popular thing about every newspaper or anything online is the horoscope. But at any rate, I'm not here to debate or discuss what people believe or they don't believe. I'm just bringing this in because it's interesting how the stars align, if you will. And so the sanctions, all the things, this was something that a lot of people thought 2 years ago needed to be dealt with, and wasn't. I don't know how long Ukraine's been trying to get into the NATO. How long have they been trying? Has it been?
Well, I don't know that they've tried to get into NATO yet, right?
I don't mean
they've
NATO.
Tried
I mean,
to get into UN.
Yeah. At any rate, the Japanese are imposing. It's really interesting to see how you were talking about the rest of the world, Jennifer, and somebody standing up and applying some balsam to all of this. The Japanese haven't been talked about much at all. They have imposed massive costs on the Russians to the point where they have just basically cut them off.
Switzerland, that's the biggest headline.
I know.
Yeah.
Switzerland, for the first time ever, the country that is famously neutral. Has decided this is no longer okay. We're not going to be neutral. And this hasn't happened since, I think, what, before World War II? Like, they literally stayed neutral through World War II. This was a huge, huge move for them. And if you think about the Swiss banking system, and to be, you know, we all know that's where everybody likes to hide all their
Money.
Hide their money. So if Putin's being cut off, and I'm sure he's part of the Swiss banking system with all the money that he has, they're going to have to just feel this pinch.
The article in The Economist focuses on the Russian astrology chart. And looking at what it says about this week, which is really, basically, if I summarize this, using the Russian astrology chart, it is the end. It's basically, this thing reads, I'm going to take it literally. It's possible to see this week, the first week of March 2022, as rock bottom in the history of the Russian economy. And the most recent astrology chart for Russia includes Belarus. So basically what they're saying here is that the economies of both Russia and Belarus will be ruined. So then I guess the question, how do we come back? How do we, you know, every time you go to war with somebody, at least the Americans since World War II, we've rebuilt their country.
Yeah, we go in, blow things up.
So are we going to go in, right, are we going to go into Russia and rebuild Russia? And what does that, you know, say? How much, or do we come around and partner with the Chinese to help them out? It'd be interesting to see. But the Russian markets, according to this, will completely collapse this week. I mean, this is like, I'm reading two or three paragraphs at the same time. This is the worst time in Russian history, and you can go back through all kinds of other times when the czars, and it's very interesting. And those of you who don't know anything about Mercury and Venus and Saturn and all that stuff, I don't claim to understand it, even though I am someone who I think benefits from it. But most people recognize the name Nostradamus, right? Wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, of course.
So as a clairvoyant, he looked centuries into the future. And when he saw a word that he didn't understand, he came up with an equivalent in whatever language. Nostradamus, I think, was Italian. I think he was.
Not very accurate, though, was he?
Well, on some things he has been.
A lot
some
of things,
things
he was, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he predicted Hitler, and he predicted, I don't know, is Nostradamus being mentioned now with current Russia stuff?
Yes. The last time he was accurate was Hitler, and so this is another, he doesn't mention, obviously, this is like centuries and centuries and centuries ago.
Sure.
But he does mention the Russian chart because Russia was around when he was around. And this looks, he says, I think anyone can understand that horrible when written. This was in the 16th century, looking ahead to this time, that it was horror time. The end of Putin, Russian money. This has been coming on for a long time. There's a lot of nonsense online about World War III. I think that really is misplaced. And
I don't think it's going to get to that.
No, not at all.
But, wouldn't it be amazing, though?
Because you're going to step on him. Go ahead.
If they get rid of him and then, you know, some younger leadership that isn't just another goon from his inner circle, ex-KGB,
right.
But, like, can you imagine what the potential of Russia could be if it was, you know, if it had a non-oppressive government? I mean, think about, like, the culture, the history, the architecture. There's so much there. If you took away Putin in a way, that type of leadership, and you put in, let's say, a new Zelensky, you know, and someone who is really trying to advance the country forward, it would really be, it could be an asset to the rest of the world.
Okay, so here's something that's very fast. I'm looking at this through and through.
We lost him. Yeah, I can tell.
No, well, but there's a connection between Putin and Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell.
Because Epstein had everybody's money. Yeah. I mean, who knows what Epstein was supplying for Putin. But, you know, it's I'm not surprised at all if there's a connection there.
It's bad. This stuff is fascinating.
Okay, imagine that he takes the time for recreation, Vladimir Putin. I don't know. Maybe he does. But.
Well, everybody needs a little of that kind of recreation from time to time. Ooh. And not in that way, but at any rate, okay. So the world economy, let's see, the end of oil and gas from Russia, and this is the end of the climate emergency is interesting in terms of what people will do in Russia. This ought to be interesting. Yeah, you just hit something. You hit the nail on the head a little bit looking into this. This is a very involved article, and I have read some of it before, but I'm just digging into it now. This thing calls for a change in the world economy brought about by destroying Russia and having it come back again. What's the old thing? The phoenix rising, the ashes rising out of whatever. Mm-hmm. And in this circumstance, Russia may become the leader because they have no more petroleum assets in solar power and, you know, alternative energy things. It'd be interesting to see that. 47 after.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Moving into the forward gear and hopefully staying there, this is the DJV program with Tech Talk. As you can imagine, much of the technology focuses on what's going on in Ukraine and what could happen if the guys in Russia that are responsible for all the hacks over the past however many years, Victoria, 10, 12, 15 years, ever since Edward Snowden has been there, kind of, it's not a coincidence, I don't think. Anyway, Victoria Keelan here with Doug to go through first the Microsoft word on cyber attacks. What is going on? Who's doing what to whom?
Well, Microsoft's president and vice chair, Brad Smith, wrote in a blog post on Monday that the recent cyber attacks on Ukraine's civilian digital infrastructure raised serious concerns under the Geneva Convention. Now, U.S. officials have warned that cyber attacks are going to play a big part in Russia's invasion, but Brad Smith's words hint that targeting civilian infrastructure could also amount to war crimes under the convention, which
it is. He's
sets
gonna be charged
limits
with war
on
crimes.
Traditional warfare. Well, if they can find him, right? I mean, Jennifer and I were talking about that during the break. Like, if they could actually track him down and find him to have him sit trial, then, yeah, it looks like on multiple fronts he would be guilty of war crimes. Now, Brad Smith said that Microsoft's Threat Intelligence Center detected a whole new round of offensive and destructive cyber attacks targeting Ukraine's digital infrastructure just hours before the Russian military made their move on the 24th. So Microsoft noted that they notified the Ukrainian government. They've since been providing threat threat intelligence and defensive suggestions relating to the attacks on the military institutions and other government agencies within Ukraine. But Brad Smith said, we remain especially concerned about the cyber attacks regarding civilians, including the financial sector, the agriculture sector, emergency response services, humanitarian aid efforts, and the energy sector. Those organizations and enterprises have all been attacked. And so he has previously advocated for a Geneva Convention for cybersecurity. I think this could be a very, this could be everything that's going on once this is all over. I think when we look back at the evidence, like I said, of what Putin's doing, whether he's bombing a building or he's hacking into civilian infrastructure, I think there is a huge place for cybersecurity in the Geneva
Convention.
He's been
an international criminal for a long time, Victoria, and this is just another example of it. And why the world stage hasn't put him in his place, that's the mystery.
He's kind of walked this line of, like, being, you know, they were in the G8 or whatever, and then they got kicked out. And it's, I think, under Obama he got kicked out.
Cheating in the Olympics.
Right.
He's a crook. He's a cheater. He's in, and, you know, perhaps that is how he got to be as powerful as he is. And it doesn't say much for leadership. But to get to be a leader like that, you got to be a crook, you got to be a cheater, you got to be bloodthirsty.
Yep.
And so that's why you go back to that Time magazine mock-up of him as Hitler. And it's fairly accurate. It's been all over the place as far as being on social media is concerned. Okay. And what Twitter is going to do with Russia is up in the focus next, right after this.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
All right, so Victoria, what's Twitter labeling these tweets from Russia? How are they labeling them?
The way that they have dealt with COVID-19 misinformation, election misinformation, they're now doing that for all Russian state-affiliated media websites. And so Twitter says more than 45,000 tweets per day have come from individuals on Twitter sharing links from Russian-sponsored media. And so those tweets are now getting squashed. They're getting labeled with the label is going to be applied automatically to any tweet that includes a URL from one of these designated Russian sites. And so they said this is basically it's the most that they can do. They're permanently suspending more than a dozen accounts. They've already blocked the sharing of several links, and everything that originates in Russia basically is now under major scrutiny.
And then we were talking about big tech restricting media from buying advertising. I think that's
right. They can't buy ads to promote misinformation,
as they ought not to be. 59 past the hour on.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.